Hey everybody, what's going on? I had a smashing idea at 10:30 the night before I left for New York to try a new way of getting together some information to put up on the blog, and so hopefully this will work out for the better. But there's something that's been rattling around in my mind for a little while, and without a script or anything, I'm going to try to give it to you as concise of a manner as I can. But it's in regards to the way that we deal with relationship and the students that come through our youth ministry. The way that we see that relationship as something more than just a means to getting young people to make a decision to follow Christ in a meaningful way, but rather it's seeing God through those relationships that we have with young people and other youth workers that is the real goal in itself. So many times we talk about the way that we can connect with young people in order to lead them to Christ, and the relationship just seems to be a means towards that end. But I would like for you to take seriously one of the ways in which we can find Christ in one another, see God in one another, and think about the way that God has given us the gift of relationship so that we're not merely hanging out with a young person at Starbucks or a local coffee shop, but rather we can come together and share the journey of life together. It's not merely sitting at a basketball game or sporting event or a band concert and saying, "Oh, what a great youth worker I am to support this person." But rather, how can we mutually come to know God in all that we do a little bit better through our interactions? I just finished a book a little while ago, and I don't really know if I talked about it or not in a previous post or anything, but it's called Revisiting Relational Youth Ministry, and it takes Dietrich Bonhoeffer's understanding of what it is to be relational and works that into what it is to see youth ministry as being a new, revitalized way of seeing relationship and what God has in store for us and one another in the way that we talk and interact and do all kinds of wonderful things together. So, I'm going to be leaving for New York in just a couple of hours, and we are going to be traveling on a bus, and it's going to be absolutely wonderful fun that my wife Katie and I can't control. And we're a little bit apprehensive about that. But I think the fun part is that we're going to be able to meet a lot of people. I don't know that they're going to be deep relationships, but I wonder if I can find ways to see Christ in all of those people that I meet. Big ways, small ways, whatever it is, but not just meeting a cab driver and getting from point A to point B, but really sharing that life experience with that person. Is kind of my goal. I'd like for you this week to take up that challenge. Think about ways that you can encounter Christ through the relationship, not just a means to get to an end or get what you want or get something out of it for yourself or whatever it is, but just think about how God can work God's way into all that you do together and not just for the good of propagating the gospel or something that makes you feel better. Anyway, that's my rambling for the night, and I hope that you'll hear it, and I will see you later. Thanks for listening. Bye.